We just come to you today, Heavenly Father, in an attitude of thanksgiving, and we ask for your hand upon this meeting today. We ask, dear Lord, that you will cover these people who you have made our authority. We ask, dear Lord, that you will bless our country and that you will show us our wrongs that we may be able to correct them and turn them to the right. We ask for a prospering of this county by the hands of this commission and by the hands of the decision makers. And we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you will just guide and bless this meeting today. Keep your peace here and your discernment in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, ready for minutes?
I'll move that we accept the 10:26, 10:28, and 10:30 minutes.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Abstain, but I read through them. I didn't see anything.
Motion carries. Next, ready for accounts payable.
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, did you?
Yeah, no. Your bill.
Your bill, you don't get to vote.
I didn't see it on the... Well, it was just reimbursement on mileage, right?
Yeah. I make a motion for approval.
I'll second the motion. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain?
Aye.
Motion carries. And no journal entries or transfers. Public comment.
Bob Shantz.
Mr. Shantz, sir.
You're out of office.
Knocked the sign over.
You've tried that before.
Mr. Paulson. Bob, you got to enjoy that. He doesn't have quick wick very often, so.
And I may try it again. Not here today to complain about anything or say anything out of the way. What I just handed you is that in June 28th, 29th, and 30th, July 1st and 2nd, which is a long way off, there's going to be the world's biggest gospel convention ever. I've been to gospel conventions in Nashville several times. I've been to Dove Awards. There's a lot of people, big activity. This is the biggest. There's going to be a press conference this Friday on November the 6th at 10 a.m. at the Boxcar Willie Inn. And I'm inviting one of you, two of you, three of you, if you want to come. This is going to be big for Branson. It's going to be big for Taney County. We're going to have people there that have received Grammy Awards, Dove Awards, and we are going to have a few people, local people, on the show, which is going to be great because there's one particular act that I just am crazy about, and I think this might be the boost to really help them out. So, and they'll be singing, and then there'll be other rooms where people can get together for discussing God, Jesus, whatever is going on. So it's going to be a big thing, and we're sending out press releases to all the radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, but I'm just here to ask you if you have any suggestions for me, because they sort of put me in charge here in Taney County. Said, well, you're there. I'm here. If you've got any suggestions, I would love it.
When was the event again next year?
Okay. It's going to be on June 28th, 29th, 30th, July 1st, and 2nd. Okay. It'll be an entire week at the
Convention Center.
Okay. Yes, sir. And like I said, there will be Grammy Award winners, Dove Award winners, other celebrities, and we're going to try. Here's one more thing. I didn't mention this. A portion of the proceeds will be given to a charitable organization, which I've been in discussion with them, and we're just putting it together. It will be announced Friday who is going to get a portion of the money. I had a list that long, and for one reason or another, I eliminated them, and we're down to one now. We're just finishing up, you know, with their people who at the main office for the organization. So I hope one or more of you can be there, and like I say, any suggestions, call me up. I'd be glad to listen to you for change.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Okay. Any other public comment? Mr. Beck?
I don't know if you fellows have got any influence on the state, and our county itself has got, we need to get out and clean our highways up. Dead deer laying everywhere. And they've been laying there for 2 weeks and some of them 3 weeks. And if you don't believe me, just get in your car or go with me and I'll show you where they're laying. A lot of them. But I think we need to get that these shoulders cleaned up. There's no reason the equipment and stuff we have today for our dead deer to be laying there long in 2 days.
Okay.
2 days is plenty long. And that's all I got to say.
Randy, did you write that down? Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Art. Any others? Okay. We'll move on to Forest Bluff Road Petition. Randy's got some info for us, I think.
I wasn't at the meeting when you discussed Forest Bluff, but Frank filled me in that I need to talk to the developer or somebody about the turnaround. And I did meet with Danny Brown, who is a developer up there, and he's going to finish grade and complete the cul-de-sac at the end of Forest Bluff and put base aggregate on it. Just as soon as the weather straightens up and gets dry enough that he can do so. He did go up there and cut weeds. I know when I reviewed the road, the weeds were growing pretty high, and I couldn't tell what was actually there. So the review I wrote up, it didn't look quite as bad after he cut the weeds and was able to drive down onto the cul-de-sac itself. But it will need some dozer work and grading and a little bit of drainage and cleanup and then aggregate put on it. And so he's going to complete that. I don't know if you guys had a motion or a contingency. I don't know what
tabled.
State we
was at. It was tabled because we didn't know what he was going to do with the cul-de-sac. And so you're saying he's going to go ahead and do the improvement.
He's going to do the
Is it contingent on us approving it then? Is that why he's doing it? Or
He's basically going to complete the cul-de-sac right now. And I'd say that would have to be done before we could take it in anyway. So
absolutely.
So he's going to finish that portion.
But you have a good question because
I mean we haven't.
He may be assuming that we're taking it in, and if that's not where we're headed, we need to make that decision or make that clear.
Okay.
Because my memory is that's awful steep there.
It's real steep.
And for him to build
something, it actually didn't look as steep after he cut the weeds and stuff off it. Looking at it at the video, it did look pretty steep, and I couldn't tell if there were open ditches. There was one open ditch in there. That part he's going to take care of. That's where an existing ditch drains down around the cul-de-sac. He's got to do some work there and repair that. The grade isn't quite as steep. It's not as steep as Gabby or the other roads that they're driving on. I would make a guess it's around a 15-16% grade on that bank down to the cul-de-sac. Just at a guess. It is platted. I did check on that, so right away and everything's there. It was part of the subdivision. One of the very first parts, anyway.
I'll make a motion to take the road in contingent upon the completion and inspection of Randy to the cul-de-sac area.
Okay.
And approval on that.
I guess one concern, just being quite open, is we've had to repair some stuff out there. Will the Are you saying that that inspection would be to our standards now? Or
well, code? Yeah, Randy's.
To the standards that we've established.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to him also to make sure he's aware of our road standards so that he gets it completed.
What's our
to that?
What is our slope requirements? Is it 12 or 15 or what is it?
It's 18 on the before they have to use asphalt.
Okay.
That.
Right. So it's within that.
It should be. I'll double check on the percent of grade.
Okay.
And make sure.
I'm sorry, the grade.
Because he may have to do some fill work and whatnot to be able to meet that.
It's
I'll second Dean's motion.
It's mainly rock that's around that area,
right.
that he's filled in. It's not filled dirt per
right.
se as much as it is rock area.
He actually had this chip sealed when he first done one of the first couple of roads in that subdivision. There's old seal on there. But nobody actually used the cul-de-sac, I mean, for several years. And eventually, without maintenance, it created the ditch washing and other debris. So,
can I ask you a question? That cul-de-sac is at the bottom of a pretty steep hill, 15, 16% grade.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, there's nothing beyond that. Is that
there's
correct?
There's nothing but pretty much a steep gully beyond that point. And
you're wondering about some barricade or something?
Yeah, or some boulders or something, because I'm just concerned. I mean, it's at the bottom of a steep hill.
Won't you request that something be...
to keep them from going over the edge, because if I'm not mistaken, it drops off pretty good out on the other side of that cul-de-sac or where it's platted.
Okay, I'll...
if it's some boulders or something.
Okay.
So let's... What's our motion?
To take it in contingent on
road and bridge approval.
Road and bridge approval of the drainage, the easements, the size of the turnaround, the washout. I think if you're going down the hill on the right, there was a pretty good ditch there that needs to be, the water's going to be redirected somehow. Or
it's sometimes we've put a time. Do you want to put a time? 6 months or a year or something for it to happen?
I think 6 months. If they've requested it, 6 months should be.
Within 6 months?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, the weather's going to get bad pretty soon, and they may not do anything for a while.
How about 9 months?
5 months.
9 months.
9 months?
I mean, we're going in. I don't care. I just think we've done that before, and I think it's a good idea.
Is it 6 or 9?
Otherwise, Danny? we'd leave it out there for a long time.
I really don't care on that part of it.
Throw part of the motion there. What are you going to say? It's your motion. 6 months? 9 months?
If he's going to do anything on it, he's going to get it done in 6 months.
Okay. So 6 months.
Questions or comments? Are we good?
I think so.
All right. No comments? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
We struggled with that one.
Man, that was a tough one there. 6 or 9.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. Next, we've got airport contracts.
That's yours, Bob.
Okay. What it is we currently, with the FAA, with the U.S. Department of Transportation, there is a lease that currently exists. I would believe that it's in the College of the Ozarks name for two different sites. One site is currently on College of the Ozarks property, and they're entering into a new lease. And one of the sites is now on our property. And it's for navigation, communication, and weather aid facilities, communication devices, that sort of thing, that the FAA has currently and does at airports maintain. It is a lease for them to be able to have the land that it's located on under lease, and for ingress egress to make whatever repairs or changes that are needed. Any major changes or modifications, as currently is the case, or would be paid for by us. If there are no major modifications required or anything like that, then they just continue to maintain and utilize them where they are. And the difference between this and the old lease is that there are two different leases that was necessitated because we now have the airport property, and they don't use legal descriptions of the land. They just talk about the facilities and being able to maintain them there. Mark Parent, the airport director, has looked at this and has absolutely no problem with it, and says that we need to do this because obviously the FAA needs to have these facilities at our airport. So,
how many years?
I don't know that it has a term of years. Let me look real quick.
Well, we've had the airport now for 4 or 5 years. Is this the first time it's been brought up?
It's the first time that it's been brought up.
So it's bound to be
okay.
A multi-year.
Yeah, it's a 20-year. It's right on okay. Here. Term commencing on October 1st, 2010 and continuing through September 30th, 2030. The FAA can terminate this agreement in whole or in part at any time by giving at least 30 days notice in writing. Said notice shall be sent by certified or registered mail. Obviously, if we discontinue the operation of the airport, they're not going to want to have facilities there if it's not any longer used as an airport.
So we just need to approve that lease? That one lease takes care of both?
Yeah, both things.
I move that we accept the lease for the FAA.
You've read it. You're happy with it, and always.
Yes. Yeah, and it's prepared by their attorneys at the FAA. And
second.
The only thing that it does need, it doesn't have an area for Donna to attest, so she just needs to write on there attest and put her signature on there, and we'll be fine.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Bob.
No problem.
Okay. We're ready for affordable housing support letters. Jake?
Jake.
Welcome. You come to the mic there. We've got your flyers here.
Okay, great. Do you have all the information that was sent down?
I think so.
Okay. What we're planning on doing in Branson is a phase two, which is 18 additional homes on the same site that we're currently developing. And then in Hollister, we're planning on doing 30 homes on a new site. These are affordable homes. They'll rent for, depending on the project, between $595 and $610 plus utilities.
Mm-hmm.
They're averaging about 1,400 square feet, all ENERGY STAR certified. I'm here for any questions or anything that or any input you guys have. We're at the very beginning stage. We submit the applications to MHDC on Friday, and we'll find out mid-February whether or not the projects get awarded.
Are these the houses at Hollister? Are they the ones that are on Hillbilly Lane?
No. Are you referring to
Keeter?
Keeter Heights, I think.
Yeah, Keeter Heights is Joe Carmichael's project right out there.
Okay, where are these located?
These are located, where Maple and Business 65 are,
mm-hmm.
Just south on Maple on the west side of the road, in between. It's actually Justin Gage's phase two for his Sycamore Springs project. It's his phase two land. So instead of putting 180 additional apartment units in there, we're going to put 30 homes.
So these are single-family dwellings, yes. Versus multi-family buildings. Which
yeah, they're all individual homes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a community room, community building with fitness facility, computer rooms, on-site management, TVs, kitchen, little conference room.
Is there, when the project... Justin's project.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there'll be access if that's developed.
Yeah, if that's developed, then yeah, we'll have access through his phase one property, and then also onto Maple.
Right.
So we actually have the civil engineers redesigning that site right now because right now there's about 40,000 yards of material that's on the phase one site that's going to be pushed over onto the phase two site. So the civil engineers are working on how best to lay out the site. I imagine it'll be fairly similar to what's in your packet, but there will be some changes.
Bob, I had a question about these units, and that's one reason I mentioned some others that you mentioned that the rent was 590 to 610?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hollister 590, Branson 610.
Okay. I had some concern with the rents being raised in certain areas that we had sent support letters in.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't like to see that ever happen again, so would like to know the assurance, I guess that's through Bob's legal opinion, that that doesn't happen on any of the sites that we approve for.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems with the program is that if you go in and say you're going to do $300 rents, the maximum for this area is really about, once you take into consideration utility allowances, the maximum is around 610. So, you know, even if we wanted to try to increase rents, and MHDC gave us approval to increase rents, the HUD limit is in this area is about 610, 610, 615, depending on the way the homes are built. So even if we wanted to raise rents, we really couldn't.
Right. I hope you see my concern. We had some that were brought to us that were probably
four and a quarter.
Like four mm-hmm. and a quarter, and when people went to rent them, they were in the 600 range. And I was concerned and had Bob check in on these very kind of things. So
yeah,
if I'm going to sign off for approval, I want to make sure that what I approve is what the people expect.
Sure.
These are the homes that you have to own for a certain period of time, and then you can sell to the people who are in there at a reduced rate, giving them what, credit for their rent? Or
it's credit for the time they've been there, but what we use is we will own them for 15 years, and then we convert them to home ownership. We use what's called the equivalency method, which we take their rent in year 15, subtract out the additional costs that they incur going from renter to homeowner, insurance, taxes, HOA fees to maintain the, you know, the community building and the area, and then turn that into a mortgage.
These are comparable at 610. A mortgage it's comparable to what value of a home?
610. You know, in today's dollars, if we were converting them today's dollars at 610, it'd probably be around $90,000
home. And what will they be assessed at? Would it be the Maryville properties cases? You have low income housing tax credits that
yes.
would be separated from the real estate
for the right. first 15 years. It'd be done using that method with the low income housing tax credits. We've actually I don't know, you guys probably follow the low income housing tax credit market, but it's been a rough 18 months because of what's happened in Wall Street and kind of matriculated down through the system to the local banks and other investors. But we were actually the first deal in the state of Missouri to close with this last year, and the second deal in the country to close using the tax credits and ARRA funds. So,
where's the location at in Branson?
It's you know where Schaefer and Arlene is, right behind the Days Inn. It's right there to the west of the Days Inn,
mm-hmm.
12 acres.
Did you say there's stimulus money in this too?
Not in the two that we're talking about, but in the one we just closed over in Branson, there was stimulus money in that project.
I'm ready to make
questions, comments.
Hmm.
I mean, I move that we send support letters
okay.
for both projects, the Sycamore Villas and then the Rock Ridge Villas Phase 2.
Similar as we have done for other
very similar.
Projects
uh-huh.
that is not very, how would you say it? Oh, gosh. We're not real specific about your project that
mm-hmm.
we're in favor of.
The affordable housing.
Affordable housing. And that's a long story we don't need to get into. But anyway,
yeah.
a similar letter like we've sent.
Right, letter
before.
Of support
right.
that we've sent to MHDC before.
Second. Questions, comments? Ready to vote.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion
Thank you.
Carries.
Yep.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay. Other business?
Mm-mm.
None? Okay, let me remind folks this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, Taney County Fall Cleanup, both at the transfer station north of Branson and also at the recycling center. furniture, appliances, almost anything metal, no charge. Tires cost $1, and that's just at the transfer station only that they take tires. This isn't for commercial dealers. Probably be asked for a residency proof, and no hazard, household hazardous waste. Those items can be taken to the recycle center in Branson 5 days a week, maybe 6 days a week. So,
give a location on that, because we always have hazardous materials show up.
That's at the down by the sewer plant in the city of Branson, Compton Drive.
Off of Fall Creek, right?
No.
That's
just right at the 248.
Right.
65 intersection.
Yeah. There you go.
Down turn by the across little, from where the old Conoco gas station
is. Gotcha. That's right.
Out. Down by where their little golf course is.
The three old golf course.
Yeah.
So the public's been very supportive and appreciates it. Think it's a good service to offer.
Take advantage of it.
Starts at 8 o'clock, 8 to 3:30, Friday and Saturday. That's all I've got. Did I do all right on that, Nikki?
I suppose.
You suppose?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll recess for a couple of minutes.
I'd like to say something.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I'd like to thank everyone for the cards, flowers, and the letters that they sent to the Strahan family during our time of loss, and I really appreciate it. There's times like that, sometimes just a sentence that comes out of some place that you don't really expect hits your heart totally different. So I would just like to say my appreciation.
Very good. Junior will be missed.
Yep.
Okay. Actually, we're not scheduled till 9:45, so we'll recess till 9:45. Thank you.